Tonight's scripture readings from 1 Corinthians chapter 12, verses 12 through 13. For just as my body is one and has many members, and all the members of the body, though many, are one body, so it is with Christ. For in one spirit we were baptized into one body, Jews or Greeks, slaves or free, and all were made to drink of one spirit.
So, how's everybody doing this evening? We doing good? Good. I hope everybody who's joined us online is doing well as well. A few weeks ago, we took a trip out to Stop Nine Church of Christ because we wanted to get an outsider's perspective as how we might be able to think outside the box and to see what we can do that we haven't been doing already to potentially grow more in numbers and to grow spiritually as well, because we can always stand to get better at what we're doing. And in that spirit, I took something away from that trip. And one of the things that Woody Biggs said to us was that a lot of times when we hear sermons, we hear scripture, and we hear, you need to do this, need to do this, need to do this. But we don't exactly get what we need to be able to do those things. We're not equipped with what we need to do those things. So I thought about changing up how I deliver sermons, and hopefully I'll be able to give you the tools that you need to be able to apply these things as opposed to just hearing a good message. So tonight I'm going to be talking about how to turn your passions into personal ministries. So, I wanted to start out with a question. What gets you up in the morning? And what I mean by that is, what is it that you look most forward to doing every day? Is it your job that you have? You know, some of us have been fortunate enough to have careers where we get up and we get to do the things that we've dreamed of doing our whole lives, and we get to do that as a job? Or is it something that you planned on doing, that you had planned out in advance, that you get to do and you're excited to be able to do it? Or is it a recreational activity that you look forward to doing at the end of the day or at the beginning of the day, but it's something that you look forward to doing every day because you are excited about it? Or in other words, what are you passionate about? What is your drive? What gets you excited? What gets you fired up? What makes you want to take on the day? And I got to thinking about that. We're all excited about doing something. We're all passionate about something in our lives. And I was wondering, do we apply that same enthusiasm and motivation towards church? And what I thought about specifically is, are we excited to be at church every time the door is open, every time that there's an event, or every time that there's a service? Are we taking that same enthusiasm and that same zeal, and are we coming to church with it every single time? And is evangelism something that we're passionate about as well? And kind of think of it, I haven't always been excited about evangelism, because I'm sure there are many of you who share the same experience as I do. I don't know exactly how to be evangelistic. How do I take my talents and my abilities and use them to share the gospel? It seems a little unorthodox for somebody who's tech savvy, or is not good at talking to people, or is an introvert. How does somebody like that be evangelistic? You know, when it comes to evangelism or a ministry in general, we tend to have the same mindset. And that is, well, we've always done it this way, so we're going to continue to do it that way. And we're afraid or too stubborn to think outside the box and get uncomfortable a little bit when it comes to sharing the gospel. We tend to stay inside our comfort zones that we have labeled traditions. We've always done it this way. We've always done it this time. We've always done things this day of the week. And you can fill in the blank. And it's become rigid. And we need to change. How well has staying inside our own comfort zone, inside our own traditions that don't always work anymore, how's that translated? Well, this is probably an alarming statistic to those who don't already know about it. Every 6 days, a church will shut their doors for good. And I'm not just talking Church of Christ. I'm talking churches universally. We're all experiencing the same kinds of problems. Congregations are not growing like they have in the past. You know, back in the church's heyday, all it would take was a simple invitation to come to church, because about 78% of people back in the 70s, they were all attending somewhere. So all you had to do was send out that invitation. And all you would have to do is have a set building. And the mindset was, if you build it, they will come. But as the years have gone on, there's been a steady decline. We're not getting people in the way that we used to. If we don't make changes, then we will meet the same fate. If we aren't willing to step outside of our comfort zone and to think outside the box as to how we evangelize and how we minister to people, then we're going to be going by the wayside as well. So here's where the message turns into a positive beat. I don't know if you guys know who this is, but back in the 90s, there's a movie series called The Matrix. This guy's name is Morpheus, and he tells the main character of the movie that life is not as what it seems to him. He turns his world upside down. And so in the same motivation, I'm going to try and try to flip it upside down for you. What if I told you that your passions right now, whatever they are, you could turn them into a unique ministry that you could use to bring the love of Christ to somebody in ways that others simply don't even consider? We all have unique talents and gifts. No one is like the other. Some of us are good at some things. Some of us are good at other things. But have we taken a step back and considered how we can use our talents and really be passionate about what we can bring as far as ministry goes? So, yes, we are all different. Therefore, we are called to minister in different ways. And that's where I'm going to turn to our text for this evening. And as Randy read already, 1 Corinthians 12, verses 12 and 13, says, "For just as the body is one and has many members, and all the members of the body, though many, are of one body, and so it is with Christ." We are all different. We're all different parts of a body. And if we think that, well, we've always done it this way, so I have to do this even though I'm not going to like it, that's not going to work out very well in the long run. Verse 13 says, "For in one spirit we were all baptized into one body, Jews or Greeks, slaves or free, and all were made to drink of one spirit." So we do need to think outside the box and consider what it is we are talented with. If we all make up unique parts of the body, then it's no wonder why Christians experience burnout and discouragement when they're forced to do something that they're not good at or have any passion in doing. We cannot be a square peg in a round hole if we are to be effective. God has given us a specific set of talents and abilities for a reason. When you turn on a light, you don't want a dim light, do you? When you turn on a machine, you don't want the minimum effort out of it, do you? No, we want the maximum out of anything that we do in life. God expects us to do the same. He gave us our talents and abilities so that we may reach somebody in a unique way that we are passionate about and that we are the most effective at doing. So again, I ask you, what gets you up in the morning? Show of hands, who's a good cooker? Who's passionate about cooking? Wow. Where are these hands at? Okay. All right, let's try something else. Who's passionate about reading? Okay. We got some readers in here. What about writing? All right, I like to see it. What about, do we have any tech-savvy people in here? All right. Yeah, I didn't expect your hand to go up, Doug. He knows I like to pick on him. So we all have different things that we get excited about. That's pretty clear. So what if it is your career that you get excited about? If you're lucky enough to be working in a job that you get excited about going to every single day, then you are blessed in a unique fashion. With your unique set of abilities and talents, your career is the job that brings you absolute joy, and this is a fantastic blessing. I hope you never take it for granted, because it is so hard to find something that you are absolutely passionate about, and you get to do it every single day and get paid for it as a side bonus. But God has placed you there in that specific setting so that you could be a blessing to somebody else with your job, with your talents, and with your abilities. This is the essence of ministry, people. To use our talents and abilities to be a blessing to somebody, to be that Christ-like example, to show them what it looks like to be a faithful Christian. If we take advantage of what we do in our jobs and we are a blessing to others, that's going to have them asking questions. What is their drive? You know, I see them helping out people and asking for nothing in return. Why do they do that? That's so outside the norm. In our country, in our society, that is the complete opposite of what society tells us is an effective way of living. So, I'm going to kind of change gears here. What about if your passion is watching streaming services? You know, I don't think people would think of this as an outreach opportunity, so to say. But why can't it be? If everybody's doing something like this, if this is the commonality that we have with the world, why not use it as an outreach opportunity? Make it a once-a-week activity where you can invite somebody over to your house who may not have a church background or could use some encouragement, and invite them in to a non-pressure environment. If somebody invites me into a place where I don't necessarily want to be, then what's my answer going to be when they're going to invite me in the first place? No. No way. So, in order to be an effective outreacher or be an effective minister to somebody, we're going to have to meet people where they're at. And where a lot of people are at is they're watching streaming services. You know? It's something that people come home to every day and use to just unwind and relax from a hard day's work. Why not do it together? The more often that you do things like this that you have in common with others, the more they're going to feel comfortable with you, and the more they're going to want to potentially open up to you about what they need and what they're struggling with. And that is the door that we need to open more often, because that is how we reach people with the gospel. But let's not get it twisted. One passion is not greater or lesser than another. As we continue on in our passage, it says, "For the body does not consist of one member, but of many. If the foot should say, 'Because I'm not a hand, I do not belong to the body,' that would not make it any less a part of the body. And if the ear should say, 'Because I'm not an eye, I don't belong to the body,' that would not make it any less part of the body. If the whole body were an eye, where would be the sense of hearing? If the whole body were an ear, where would be the sense of smell? But as it is, God arranged the members in the body, each one of them, as he chose. If all were a single member, where would the body be? As it is, there are many parts, yet one body." We can't get jealous over what somebody else is talented at. If we're not good at something, okay, that's fine. You're good at something else. But once we start being envious of somebody else's talents, what good is that doing? We are all blessed with unique talents and abilities. If cleaning bathrooms is your talent, that's great. We want to embrace that talent, and we want to give you what you need to further that talent. If being tech savvy is that talent, great. We want to bless you with whatever you need as far as that goes. And it doesn't matter what you're good at. We want to be here to support you and to give you what you need so that it can be an effective outreach. Because the world is lost and it is dying, and we don't know when time will end. We have to be about it. We have to be urgent about this. Let's continue on. "The eye cannot say to the hand, 'I have no need of you,' nor again the head to the feet, 'I have no need of you.' On the contrary, the parts of the body that seem to be the weaker are indispensable, and those parts of the body that we think less honorable, we bestow the greater honor, and our unpresentable parts are treated with greater modesty, which our more presentable parts do not require. But God has so composed the body, giving greater honor to the part that have lacked it, that there may be no division in the body, but that the members may have the same care for one another. If one member suffers, all suffer together. If one member is honored, all rejoice together." I want to encourage you. Don't belittle your own talents. Because whatever you think is something small may be something that somebody just simply cannot do. I'm not a very good cook. I'm not a very good reader. I can read, it's just hard for me to be focused. There are things that I will not or possibly cannot be good at. But that doesn't mean that what you're good at has little meaning. It has the world of meaning, and it can make the world of difference to somebody's life. We just have to embrace our talents and abilities, because we're going to have to lean on one another. So, what would church look like if everyone had a ministry that was tailor-made, that was personalized to your passions, your talents, your abilities? Boy, that'd be something, wouldn't it? To see everybody excited about every opportunity that we could have to meet together and encourage and uplift one another. And just gearing ready to go back out into it because they have something that they can live for God for with the utmost motivation to do so. Wouldn't you rather be fired up every time the doors were open? Because you had something to bring to the table? Because I can tell you that you do. It doesn't matter how old you are. It doesn't matter where you come from. It doesn't matter what you think you may not be good at. Because we're all parts of this body. And we all have something that's very unique that we can and should bring to the table. We can't keep it to ourselves. And so, with that being said, what do you need? We've all got our talents and we've all got our passions. How can we equip you further so that you can turn this passion into a ministry to somebody that truly needs it? Because this is what it's about. This is the only way we're going to reach somebody. We can't just sit back on our merits and build bigger buildings or do the same things that we've been doing for 20 or 30 years ago. The message stays the same, but the methods have to change. So, if you have a passion, and you do, and you are trying to find a way to turn that into a ministry, to turn that into an outreach to where somebody can be reached and potentially be saved, we want to help you and equip you for that good work. We don't know when time will run out. But while we still draw breath, while we still have good health, while we are still good at whatever it is that we're good at, we need to use those talents and gifts that God has blessed us with, because that is the only person who it comes from. And we need to use them to His glory before it's too late. If you have any need or any prayer from the congregation, we want to make that opportunity be available to you. If you need to respond to the invitation, we ask that you come now as we stand and sing.